exist.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, the lesser heard side of rock, one consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of rock and roll vinyl history, and at times, some not-so-subtle commentary. From the blues of the 30s to today's new releases and everything in between. We have a lot to do, so let's get started. Coming up with a new theme for a garage isn't always pretty, so I had to laugh at myself when this one came to mind. Cover versions of songs the Beatles had previously covered themselves. Now you're laughing too. Stay with me here. The Beatles' entire recorded output as a band, not solo artist, is 409 songs, 172 of which are covers. So there's more than enough material here. But the interesting thing is, does the latest performer cover the original arrangement or the Beatle version, if there was a difference? And if there was, does the Beatles version become the new standard? See, not as silly a theme as you may have previously thought. We're starting with a Larry Williams cut. They recorded three of them, Slow Down. This time by a new supergroup of sorts formed last year, QSP, or Suzy Quatro, Andy Scott, Don Powell. You're probably familiar with Suzy, but Andy Scott was the lead singer of The Sweet, and Don Powell the drummer for Slade. Sounds pretty good for a bunch of geezers.
Yeah.
Junior, behave yourself. Why is there a rock and roll book on the magazine stand? Any money that he gets, it's off to the jukebox man. Yeah, he took canary and he fed it to the neighbor's cat. He gave the cocker spaniel a bath at the laundromat. Well, he took the Maxwell teacher's chair, put the gum in people's hair. Now, Junior, behave yourself.
Yeah. to me what summer nights. And from your beef you made my dream. And from the world you said my girl. And from above you said us love. And now she is mine. I think you're fine, 'cause we love you,
Mr.
song is good, two is double better. His Bad Boy This Time by George Thorogood and the Delaware Destroyers from his live LP Let's Work Together from 1995. The Detroit Cobras were a late 90s, early 2000s garage revival band from, well, you can figure that one out on your own. Their cover of a cover of Little Willie John's Leave My Kitten Alone was from 2007's Tied and True LP. The Beatles version of the Dr. Feelgood in the Intern's Cut, Mr. Moonlight, was actually the fourth time the song was covered. The version we heard was from an English singing pop band from Hong Kong, The Winners, spelled with a Y. And the blues act, the Piedmont Four, from Greensboro, North Carolina, with Carl Perkins' Matchbox. The band can be seen live every first Thursday night at 8 at the Wahoo's Tavern in Greensboro.
Stepping around, but how'd it down? say, watch out for boys. You can be friends, but if you get too close, you'll never be happy again. That's not what my friends say. I've been told when a boy kisses a girl, he takes a trip all around the world. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Hey.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Vinyl Garage. We'll be right back. first of two songs this set where a gender change in title or lyrics was warranted. Devil in Her Heart was first recorded by the girl group The Danais, where it was titled as His Heart. But the version we heard by Trevor Moss and Hannah Lou splits gender straight down the middle. The Mosses are part of the British alternative band Indigo Moss. Carl Perkins' song Honey Don't was found on the 1993 soundtrack to the film The Beverly Hillbillies, performed by Joe Walsh and Steve Earle. The song may have been the high point of that movie. The Shirelles sang Boys, changing the gender of the lips being kissed. The Beatles with Ringo singing lead did the same. And we heard Mata Hari, a Boston band that morphed out of the all-girl punkers Lizzie Borden and the Axes, do the same, emulating the original. The front woman's name was really Lizzie Borden. One of the top 100 enjoyably bad movies ever made, as awarded by the Razzie Music Guide, was 1988's Cocktail. Also the recipient of the Worst Actor, Director, and Screenplay Award, had an okay soundtrack, where a 1 minute and 45 second version of Hippie Hippie Shape could be found, by Atlanta's Georgia Satellites. And my all-time very favorite rollover Beethoven cover was from 1973's ELO 2 LP, where it was released as a single, going top 10 in the UK.
Yeah. in sight. I asked my friends about her. I've been living some time with Lucille. Come back where you belong. Yeah, I'm begging to you, baby. Please don't leave me
Versions of the song Kansas City, and frankly, they're probably better than the one you just heard. Thing is, the story behind this band makes it the better choice. The Butts Band was formed in 1973 by the surviving members of The Doors. They were at the time auditioning Howard Wirth from the band audience to replace Morrison, but when Manzarek quit, the new Doors, as they were being billed, fell apart. Krieger and Densmore soldiered on, but now without Elektra Records backing. Their version of Kansas City was from their first of two LPs from 1974. The Detroit band The Rockets with Little Richard's Lucille. The band consisted of refugees from Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Cheap Trick's version of Barrett Strong's Money, That's What I Want, can be found on the Caddyshack 2 soundtrack. So who knew there was a sequel? An exceptional You Really Got a Hold on Me was found on Eddie Money's debut LP in 1977. And a monkey covering a beetle who covered Bobby V's Take Good Care of My Baby. The beetle is George from the Decca Auditions in 1961. And the monkey is Mickey Dolenz on his King for a Day LP from 2010. We're closing with the B-side to the Beatles single that started it all, The Saints, The Flip to My Bonnie. Van Morrison's version is hauntingly slowed down and stark. The perfect song to go out on.
When the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. Yeah. When St. John of the Cross comes marching in, hey, St. John of the Cross comes marching in, yeah. I had set the reason of a villa and one de la Cruz, where the dark night of the soul comes marching in. And St. Augustine comes marching. Well, St. Francis of Assisi comes marching in. Oh, I want to be in that number. Well, I'm the saints come marching in. saints go marching in. When the crowd of Lord of all, well, I want to be in that number. And the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Ah, when the saints go marching in. Well, I want to be in that number. Why the saints go marching in.
Thanks for spending a perfectly good hour of your life here in the Vinyl Garage. Keep in touch with the show at facebook.com/vinylgarageshow or directly via email at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. Thanks for listening.
Great.